ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे यस्माज्जातम् जगत्सर्वम् यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदम् धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। कृष्णयजुर्वेदीये तैत्तिरीयोपनिषदि द्वितीयोऽध्याये ब्रह्मानन्दवल्ल्यां प्रथमोऽनुवाकः। You have to see the meaning of the last line from where the next prakriya begins. Brahmavida apnoti param tadesha bhyukta सत्यम् ज्ञानमनन्तम् ब्रह्म यो वेदनिहितम् गुहायाम् परमे व्योमन् सोऽश्नुते सर्वान् कामान् सः ब्रह्मणा विपश्चितेति तस्माद्वा एतस्मादात्मन आकाशसम्भूतः आकाशाद्वायुः वायोरग्निः अग्नेरापः अद्भ्यः पृथिवी पृथिव्या ओषधयः ओषधेभ्योऽन्नम् अन्नात्पुरुषः स वा एष पुरुषोन्नरसमयः। Until then we have seen तस्येदमेव शिरः अयम् दक्षिणः पक्षः अयमुत्तरः पक्षः अयमात्मा ब्रह्मपुच्छम् प्रतिष्ठा तदप्येष श्लोको भवति। So in these lines, we see Savayesha Purushaha Annarasamayaha. So from Annat Purushaha, here Purushaha symbolizing, representing all the living beings, the human being alone specifically mentioned. Purushaha Annar Annat Purushaha. The human being comes into being from the food. Which means the human physical body is nothing but the modified form of the food essence. That's why it is said Saha Va Yeshaha Purushaha Annarasamayaha. Therefore, Saha Va Yeshaha. I mean, this human being, the exalted of all the living beings, we understood why human being is exalted. The last class we discussed why human being is exalted of all the living beings. And such living being, the exalted of all the living beings, the human being, Purushaha, this physical body is annarasamayaha. Is nothing but modified form of the food essence. Therefore, now Shankara Bhagavatpada says, we see the following mantra, lot more to learn. In Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary, we saw what is the importance of the human physical form. What is the importance of human being? We saw the answer, karma jnana adhikaraha. The human being alone has eligibility in performing ritual and also even in knowing the truth. So for knowing the truth, for performing, for knowing, understanding and implementing the knowledge of performance of rituals, human being alone is eligible. Because the reason was given, purushe eva hi shaktatvam asti. The capability is only on the part of a human being. Then arthitvam also is there only on the part of a human being. The status of being an aspirant is also there only on the part of a human being. Arthitvam. Then aparyudastatvam. Aparyudastatvam. Aparyudastatvam, even the capability of implementing one's knowledge, you know, performing rituals and enjoying the benefit of the results of actions. This also is only on the part of human beings. The three reasons Shankara Bhagavatpada beautifully says, let us remember the Sanskritam Shabdani. Okay. Let us remember Sanskrita Shabdan. Sanskrita Shabdan na Vismarema. Let us remember, let us not forget. What three reasons? Shaktatvam. Shaktatvam, having the status of being capable, for the capability. Capability, of course, in knowing, in performing actions. Arthitvam, the status of being an aspirant. Aparyudastatvam means is having the status of being capable of knowing, implementing that knowledge and also enjoying the benefits of the results of actions. Because of these three reasons, purushaha eva karma jnanayoho adhikriyate. Karma jnanayoho adhikriyate. He alone is eligible for performing rituals, for knowing the truth, knowing subject matter of the shastram. Therefore, we saw towards the end, he alone is blessed with the exalted highest form of manifestation of knowledge. I told you this is avistaram, prajnanena avistaram, sampannatamaha. So he is blessed with the highest form of manifestation of knowledge only in manushya upadhi, especially in the human mind. The mind itself is an exalted upadhi human being has. Why is exalted upadhi? The upadhi which is capable of having the highest form of manifestation in terms of the knowledge of self-existence. I am. Such a human being, not only he knows So he is able to communicate what he knows, and he is able to see, and he is able to think of the future, plan for the future. Swastanam Ved. Therefore, and he is able to think of the results, he is able to think of even the immortality. He is capable of aspiring for immortality. Through all these, because of all these reasons, human being is exalted. But other living beings are only blessed with the basic knowledge of hunger and thirst. This much we understood. Why I have to repeat this? To go ahead with the following Bhashyam part. Such a human being who is exalted of all the living beings is again brought into discussion by Shankara Bhagavatpada. Sahahi Purushaha. Is it clear now? Now, in order to enter into the next portion of the Upanishad, where Upanishad is going to introduce another prakriya called Panchakosha Prakriya as an explanation of the method of arriving at that reality in the cave of intellect. Intellect. So Shankara Bhagavatpada here has to introduce the following section. And he has to, as part of the subject matter of the following section, we have the last tiny portion of the Prathama Anuvaka, from where the next teaching begins. Where he says, Sahahi Purushahai. I wait to go to the meaning of the mantras. Let me see before how Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces the next portion. So, Sahahi Purushaha. Sahahi Purusha. Indeed, such exalted human being. Iha Vidyaya Antaratamam Brahma Sankramaitum Ishtaha. It is that exalted human being who is desired by the Upanishad, who is chosen by the Upanishad, who is liked by the Upanishad. Sahaki Purushaha Ishtaha. It is that Purusha who is desired by the Upanishad. To do what? Sankramayitum. Human being is chosen by the Upanishad, desired by the Upanishad, that in order to make the human being arrive at the absolute reality. Sankramayitum. See, sankramayati is a causative verb. Sankramate means he moves. He kramate crosses. Sankramate, he moves, he goes. He cannot go himself. He cannot stumble upon the truth by himself. He needs to be helped. This Upanishad sankramayati. Purusham sankramayati. Upanishad, actually, that human being is desired by the Upanishad that in order to enable him arrive at the reality. Brahma sankramayitum. How can he arrive at the reality? How can Upanishad make him arrive at the reality? Not by jumping or walking, running towards it. Vidyaya, through knowledge. No, Pujya Swamiji once explained the meaning of the word Govindaha. And he said, Go means knowledge. Bhagavan is the one who has to be attained through knowledge. ஈஸ்வரா கேன் பி அட்டைன்ட் ஒன்லி த்ரூ நாலெட்ஜ். தேர்ஃபோர் ஹீஸ் கால்ட் கோவிந்தகா. இது ஒன் ஆஃப் தி மீனிங்ஸ். இட்ஸ் நாட் சிம்பிளி த ப்ரொடெக்டர் ஆஃப் கவுஸ், ப்ரொடெக்டர் ஆஃப் ஜீவா இஸ் அனதர் மீனிங். பட் ஆக்சுவல் மீனிங் ஆஃப் கோவிந்தகா இஸ் தி ஒன் ஹூ ஹேஸ் பி அட்டைன்ட் த்ரூ நாலெட்ஜ். So the Bhagavan has to be attained only in terms of knowledge. So physical attainment of Bhagavan, going very closely and sitting on his lap, is not possible, isn't it? In the same way here also, this abstract formless reality, being all pervasive, never is it away from an individual. Where is it not? Where is the reality not? There's no place, no space where it is not all pervasive. It already is in and through. It is reality. Is reality implied by the term Brahman is inside and outside of every being here. How can you attain it physically? So physical attainment is not possible. It is still not known. It is not available for knowledge of the individual. Being the very truth of the knowledge, being the very source of knowledge, being the swarupma of the knower, it is not available for the knower as an object. So the knower here, the individual being, has to be helped to arrive at the truth. So he is desired by the Upanishad that in order to enable him அறிவத்து ரியாலிட்டி சங்கிராமயித்தும் பிரம்ம சங்கிராமயித்தும் அறிவத்து ரியாலிட்டி பிரம்ம த்ரூ நாலெட்ஜ் வித்யயா. அண்ட் விச் பிரம்ம ஹியர் ஆந்தரதமம் பிரம்ம சங்கிராமயித்தும் சஹஹி புருஷா இஹ இஷ்டா. ஹவு ஆந்தரதமம் பிரம்ம வித்யா சங்கிராமயிட்டும் இஷ்டா. தட் ஹியூமன் பீயிங் இஸ் டிசையர்ட் பை தி உபனிஷத் இன் ஆர்டர் டு ஹெல்ப் ஹிம், எனேபிள் ஹிம் அரைவ் தி அப்சல்யூட் ரியாலிட்டி அப்டைனிங் ஆஸ் தி இன்னர் மோஸ்ட் எசன்ஸ் த்ரூ நாலெட்ஜ். இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? ஹட் பி ஆன்சர் வெரி கேர்ஃபுல்லி. சக ஹி புருஷா இஹ வித்யா ஆந்தரதமம் பிரம்ம சங்கிராமயிட்டும் இஷ்டா. வென் யூ ரீட் தி வேர்ட் ஆந்தரதமம், த க்வெஸ்சன் கம்ஸ், ஓ இஸ் பிரம்மன் தி ஆந்தரதமம் பிரம்ம இன் தர் மோஸ்ட் எசன்ஸ்? நோ, சர்வ பிரம்ம சர்வவியாபி. Brahman is all pervy, sarvagatam Brahma, but still, already Upanishad gave the clue. What is the clue given? Yo vedanihi tanguhayam. The Brahman is available for recognition as though hidden in the cave of mind, though it's all pervasive. Recognizability of Brahman is impossible only in the mind. Only in the cave of intellect, though it is all pervasive. Therefore, this is antaratamam Brahma. So, the all-pervasive reality, Brahma, obtaining as the innermost essence, is antaratamam Brahma. So, sankramayitam, in order to enable him, arrive at that reality, make him reach that reality in terms of knowledge, through knowledge, vidyaya, he is chosen, he is desired by the Upanishad. This is how it is. We have to understand. Tasya cha. Okay. Bahyakara visheshu anatmasu atmabhavita buddhihi. See, tasya cha bahyakara visheshesu anatmasu atmabhavita buddhihi. The human being has atmabhavita buddhihi. See, which human being? The entire humanity. The entire humanity all human beings universally have this problem. Okay, it's a problem. What is the problem? The common human universal fundamental problem of having identity with the anatma as the self, isn't it? Identity with the anatma. Atma bhavita buddhihi. Atma iti bhavitaha bhavita buddhihi. So, atma iti bhavita buddhihi. Atma bhavita buddhihi. This notion of taking the anatmas to be the atma. Anatmasu atma bhavita buddhihi. It's called simple language dehatma buddhihi. Dehe atma buddhihi, dehatma buddhihi. So they have all of them, all human beings have this problem of strong I sense in the anatma. Anatmasu. What anatma? In the non-self. So the non-self is mistaken for to be the self. Anatmasu atma bhavita buddhihi bahya akara viseshesu. Bahya akara viseshesu anatmasu atma bhavita buddhihi asti. Tasya, every human being naturally, because ignorance is natural, ignorance caused erroneous perception also is natural. Ajnanam being the natural cause of erroneous self-perception, which is adhyasaha. I want to remember these technical terms also. Adhyasaha. What adhyasaha is? Mistaking the non-self for the self is adhyasa. Erroneous perception of the self is adhyasaha. Isn't it? So because this adhyasaha, how adhyasa is? Atma bhavita buddhihi. There is I sense in the anatma, the external forms. Why? Because kanchita visesham analambya. Kanchita visesham analambya. Without relying on, leaning on some form or the other. Sahasa at once, directly, antaratama pratyagatma vishaya niralambana chakartum ashakya. See, atma bhavita buddhi, this buddhi, buddhi is that there's a strong identity being there with anatma, the external physical form. There's strong identity with the external physical form. Anatmasu bahya viseshesu anatmasu atma bhavita buddhihi tasya purushasya asti. We have to understand. So he has very strong identity with the external gross physical form, which is a non-self, anatmasu. Therefore, where is the identity? The identity is, I sense is identified strongly with the gross physical body. I sense is identified with the gross physical body. Grossest is the physical body. Now, Upanishad has the effort, Upanishad makes effort of helping this human being, shifting his identity from the grossest physical body to grossest physical form to the subtlest formless consciousness. So this shift cannot happen easily, isn't it? Shifting the I sense strongly rooted in the gross physical body, to the subtlest to formless consciousness is not possible. Therefore it said, Ashakya. It is not possible. Why it is not padat buddhihi? Atmabhavita buddhihi. Anatmasu bahi viseshesu atmabhavita buddhihi. Now it is salambana buddhihi. The buddhi which has identity is what? Salambana buddhihi. But that buddhi which is identified with the gross physical body, now you have to make it what now? Niralambana. Buddhi has to be, the essence has to be dissociated from physical form. Essence being dissociated from, this is a cognitive process. Essence has to be shifted from the gross physical body. It is shifted from the gross physical body. Essence happens what? It becomes niralambana. It becomes without any identity. So it is not possible for this essence identify the grossest physical body to be without any identity. Niralambana kartam na shakya. Niralambana kartam na shakya. We shift the essence from gross physical body, then identity is not with the physical body. It is what? Niralambana. It is without any identity. It is overnight, it's not possible. Niralambana buddhihi kartum na ashakya. It is not possible to convert that essence to be without any identity, shifting it from the grossest physical body. Therefore, visesham kanchit analambya, without leaning on, depending upon any other identity. Kanchit visesham analambya, analambya, without leaning on, without having, without being dependent on, without relying on, without having relied on, kanchit visesham, any other, some other thing to be, to be identified with, sahasa at once, antaratama pratyagatma visaya. To resolve it in the innermost essence, the innermost soul, antaratama pratyagatma visaya, means to resolve it in the innermost reality, innermost self, without any identity, without identity with any other material forms, is not possible directly. So what he wants is directly shifting the essence from the grossest physical form to the subtlest consciousness is not possible. That is what is implied by this statement. Because, isn't it? It has to be heard through knowledge. It's a cognitive process. One has to clearly see that the content of aham, I, is nothing but abstract, formless, pure consciousness. Which means the waveform rises from water, exists in water, results in water. Similarly, the I sense aham, asmi. This is knowledge. This knowledge, okay, manifests from where? Is it? Knowledge is manifestation of the consciousness only. Manifestation of pure knowledge. the source of manifestation of knowledge. The knowledge should be resolved in its source, from where it rises, where it exists, and where it resolves. I sense arises, I sense exists, I sense resolves. When I sense rises, it is there, waking state. Then there is knowledge of self-existence in terms of I am. I'm explaining all this because later on it will not be clear otherwise. If I simply literally translate this, the Bhashyam, go away, go ahead, I can do that. It will not give the vision clear, not clarify your doubts. Okay, Deha Atma Bhavita Buddhihi means what? The Buddhihi here is I sense. Atma Bhavita Buddhihi means what? I sense identified. Where? In Anatma, non-self. Anatmasu Atma Bhavita Buddhihi. A human being has. So human being entertains I sense. And his I sense is what now? Identified with Anatma. Anatmasu. And Bahi Visheshesh. Identified with the gross external physical body, which is non-self. And that buddhi, without identifying, without relying on, leaning on any other form, directly to make it dissociated, disidentified with anything, and resolving it in its own essential nature, obtaining as the innermost self, innermost essence, is not possible. Understand? Which means, essence rises, when it rises, it is waking state, it is there, it is waking state, when it resolves, it is deep sleep state. Rises, exists, resolves. Rises, exists, resolves. What? I sense. Aham. Aham asmi. Iti jnanam. It's called I sense. I cognition. I cognition rises. I cognition exists. I cognition resolves. It's called Atma Buddhi. Atma Buddhi is I cognition. I sense. Like wave rises, wave exists, and wave resolves. It comes, exists, it goes. And this I sense comes from where? When it is resolved, it is not there. It means resolved, which means it must resolve somewhere, but it means source of resolution. It must rise, it must source of origination and a source of existence of this essence. Where does it rise from? Where does it exist? Where does it resolve? We do not know. The source of essence, the source of the manifestation of knowledge in terms of I am, is not known. It's called Atma Jnanam. It's called not knowing what I am. The ajnanam being naturally there, wrong identity is also very natural. Therefore, the human being is born with ajnanam. Therefore, tasya ajnaninaha manushyasya atma bhavita buddh anatmasu bahyakara visheshesu anatmasu atma bhavita buddhihi asti. Kimartam is naturally there. Now, kanchit visesham analambya, without relying on, without identifying with any other form, directly showing, you know, shifting the essence from anatma to atma, grossest physical form to subtlest consciousness, isn't it? And making it without any identity. Analambya, niralambana kartum nashakya. making it without any identity and resolving it in source of innermost self, innermost, is not possible. If you say, wave is water, it is called cognitive resolution of wave in its source of origination, its source of existence, its source of resolution. Understand? Resolution of wave in its source. Wave is water means you've understood cognitively, you're resolving the wave from its water, the source of origination, source of existence, and source of resolution. It's called cognitive resolution. In the same way, to make this I sense resolve in its source of origination, source of existence, and source of resolution, making it completely disidentified with anything, everything, niralambana kartam. Antaratama pratyagatma vishaya niralambana kartam na shakya. It is not possible. Iti. Therefore, what should you do now? Gradually, identity must be shifted from grossest to the subtle, subtle to the subtler, subtler to the much subtler to the absolutely subtlest. Gradually shifting the identity will be easier. Isn't it? Therefore, now Upanishad presents this Panchakosha Vivekaha, Panchakosha Prakriya. Drishta Sharira Drishta Shariratma Samanya Kalpanaya Shakha Chandra Nidarshanavat Antaha Praveshayan Aha. So this is an introduction to what? Shankara Bhagavatpada's introduction to Tasyedame Vashiraha. Upanishad suddenly talking about that human being has this. This is the head of that human being. What? Don't we know? This is the head of the human being. It's as though Upanishad is teaching. This is the head of the human being. Showing the physical form. It says, head of the human being. Why? Shankara Bhagavatpada explains that. Okay? Here. Drishta Shariratma Samanya Kalpanaya. This is Samanya Kalpana. Samanya Kalpana. Even the human being is amazingly brilliant. He is capable of knowing. Therefore, in order to help him, Upanishad presents this imagery. Every human being effortlessly, naturally has identity with the physical body, has strong I sense in the physical body. This is the anatma, gross physical body, material body, to be the atma, to be the self, to be oneself. Therefore, drishta sharir, shariratma, samanya kalpanaya. Shakha Chandra Nidarshanavat Antaha Praveshayati Praveshayan Aha. So Upanishad says this. What does it say? Tasyedame Vashiraha. This is the head of the human being. Why it says? Gradually, Upanishad enables him begin his journey, praveshayati. He makes him enter, making him enter. He swayam na pravishati. Upanishad praveshayati. Upanishad helps him enter. Helps him enter where? Inside. How? Not physically. Cognitively. Cognitively, intellectually, Upanishad helps this human being, okay, enter. The cognitive entry begins into oneself. In order to begin the inward journey. It is not journey. It is like a journey. Okay, journey, even journey. Isn't it? It's like a journey. Okay, shifting one's identity from anatma to atma, grosses to physical material body to the abstract consciousness, now happens gradually through different subtle aspects also. Therefore, it is journey, even journey. It's inward journey. Therefore, first to begin the inward journey, you have to enter, isn't it? Upanishad helps him enter inside to begin his inward journey. Praveshayati, praveshayan aha. And using what he said, Shakha Chandra Nidarshanavat. Shakha Chandra Nidarshanavat. Here the Shakha Chandraha means the moon seen in between the branches. Nidarshanam, the clear, like having the clear vision of the moon in between the branches. It's called Shakha Chandra Nidarshanam. Shakha Chandra Nidarshanam means what? Having the clear vision of the moon found in between the branches. And this is actually a method. The method of enabling an ignorant jiva, ignorant human being, to arrive at his essential nature is said to be Shakha Chandra Nyayaha. The method of enabling, making the human being arrive at his essential nature, gradually shifting his identity from grossest physical body to the subtle prana, to subtler mind, the subtler intellect, much subtler ignorance, and to the subtlest consciousness. The method used here is said to be Shakha Chandra Nyayaha. The method of having the clear vision of the moon found in between the branches. Is Shakha Chandra Nyaya. Here you all must be wondering, is it not easy to see the moon in between the two branches? Yes, if it is a full moon, it's very easy to see. Even full moon is not easy to see. If it is an eclipse day or a cloudy rainy day, rainy season. In rainy season and cloudy day, it's not possible to see. Be covered. But it is not a full moon. It is that thin digit of the moon of the third day. After new moon. After new moon, you can see how gradually you can see the thinnest digit of the moon. The first day after full new moon, you cannot see at all. Very difficult to see. Second day also, the third day digit of the moon can be somehow seen. That's why after new moon, the digit of the థర్డ్ డే డిజిట్ ఆఫ్ ద మూన్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ అక్షయ తృతీయ. నో ద సమ్ స్పెస్ డే టే బికాస్ ఇట్స్ లైక్ మూన్ ఇస్ సపోజ్ టు బి గ్రోయింగ్ టు అ ఫుల్ మూన్. సో దే ఆల్వేస్ పీపుల్ లైక్ టు గో అండ్ బై, యునో, అండ్ దే వాంట్ టు బై ఎనీథింగ్ ఎనీ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ఎనీ ఫార్మ్ వెల్త్ ఎనీ ఫార్మ్ దే వాంట్ టు బై దట్ ద డే అక్షయ తృతీయ దినం. Because it will not declining afterwards, it will be further growing. Is it? Third day digit of the moon after new moon day has to be seen. It's very auspicious to see the third day digit of the moon after new moon. So people have to see. If they have to see, mean how they can see? And cloudy day, rainy season, difficult to see. Somehow one person would have seen. The person would have seen has to show the other person that as God, no? Ilam Pirai, Chandra Pirai. Is it Chandra? So we have to show the digit of the moon. So directly if he shows, the person has seen the digit of the moon, Tritiya, Dhanasya, no, who has seen, he cannot simply show, okay, come on, look at this. You can see the digit of the moon. Can you see? See. If we show, he cannot, other person cannot see. There is a method how the person who has seen the digit of the moon has to show the other person who has yet to see the digit of the moon. As a method. So, he takes different points. First, he shows something very gross, which can be easily seen, which is visible, which can be easily seen. Come on, you're standing here, look at there. What do you see? You see one hut there? Yes. Behind the hut, do you see some trees? Yes. There are a few trees. You see the last tree? Yes. Before that one tree? Yes. And tree on the top, go there. You can see, and there are a few branches. You see left side one tree, one branch goes, left side, which is on the top of the house. Right side one branch and see other branch. So gradually the attention of the person who wants to see the digit of the moon is gradually taken from one point to the other point. Not in a hurry. And he has to see, yes, I see the branch. Yes, I see this. He must say yes every step. Yes, I see this. Means he's seeing that part first. Then slowly he takes. And you see that side branch, yes. And you can see the two thin branches, yes. See in between those two thin branches, you see the third day digit of the moon after new moon day. Ah, this person has seen. So Shaka Chandraha cannot be seen because it's not a Purna Chandraha, the digit of the moon, isn't it? Therefore, how it is shown step by step, showing different gross things, visible things, which can be seen easily. And his attention is gradually taken to what is invisible, what cannot be seen easily. The Shaka Chandra Nyaya. This is the method of having the clear vision of Shaka Chandraha, the third day digit of the moon obtaining in between the two branches. So also here, The absolutely unobjectifiable, imperceptible, inconceivable, indescribable, abstract, formless reality, which is of the nature of consciousness, has to be arrived at intellectually, cognitively, through knowledge, and claimed, taken ownership of as one's own nature. You cannot say, yes, I see it. No, ahamasmi. Oh, I am the truth. Has to claim. This is what the Upanishad has to help him arrive at that reality as one's own nature. His own nature. One's own swarupam. So that is why here Upanishad helping him gradually shift his identity from the anatma physical body to the subtle, what is subtle inside. And from subtle to subtler, subtler to the subtler, and ultimately to the subtlest. So antaha praveshayan, enabling this person begin his inward journey, Upanishad says, okay, tasyedame vashiraha. Okay, here again, Upanishad presents an imagery, which means the whole physical body itself, human physical body, is imagined to be a bird's body. So bird imagery is taken. Why? We'll see that later on. Okay. The physical, human physical body is taken to be a bird's physical body. Imagined to be a bird's physical body. So bird imagery is presented by the Upanishad. And the whole physical form is divided into five parts. Five parts. Head, right wing, left wing, the two limbs, hands, two hands, the two limbs connected to the central part of the physical body, which is the trunk of the physical body. Is it the trunk part? The trunk part of the physical body is the central part. And the portion below the navel, the part below the navel is taken to be the tail part. Head, right wing, left wing, trunk to which the wings are connected, and the tail, the part below the navel is taken to be the two legs together. Okay. The part below the navel is taken to be the tail part. Okay. So the Upanishad says, see, when you enter, now the physical body, the person's attention is taken to his own physical body first, where he has strong identity. Taking the attention to the physical body means Upanishad helps the him person analyze the nature of the physical body. Attention does not go anywhere else. Now, when the physical body, the person's attention is taken to the physical body, this itself is entry, beginning of the journey. Entry, he enters. what enters attention is take attention being taken to the physical body is what as though entering. Attention is taken, then the physical body is going to be analyzed. Attention is not shifted from there, it is placed. Attention is taken, attention is placed in the physical body. Then physical body is going to be analyzed, the nature of the physical body. So as long as the physical body analysis is happening, attention has to be placed only there. Totally. No prana, no mind, no nothing else. Just the deha dhyanam. Deha dhyanam. So analysis of the nature of the physical body is deha upasana. What is it made of? Where has it come from? It must have cause. What is the cause of it? Where does it exist? How does it exist? How does it disappear? How does it disintegrate? How does it resolve? It comes, it is, it grows, undergoes changes, it resolves. So I'm just analyzing the nature of the physical body. Initially, as human being naturally has identity with the physical body, it is taken to be what now? Annamayaha Atma. Annamayaha Atma means what? As a person mistakes physical body to be the Atma, he takes it as Annamayaha Atma. Annamayam Shariram, Annamayaha Deha is taken to be the Annamaya Atma. I am the body. That notion is there. Strongly there. Therefore, the attention of the person is taken to this Annamaya Atma. After analyzing, when the person understands the physical body thoroughly, what is the cause of it, what is the nature of it, where does it resolve, etc., the person will understand his physical body being Anatma, non-self. When he understands physical body to be anatma, then it is taken to be a koshaha, a cover. Initially, he takes the body to be aham. After analysis, thorough analysis, he sees the physical body being non-self. Then he takes it to be the kosha. Once he understands it to be a kosha, then it is possible for him to shift his identity from the physical body. When he shifts it, he has to again, now attention cannot be niralambanam. It needs to still have some alambanam, some support to lean on. Immediately prana is given. Prana becomes the alambanam for the I sense to be identified with. Okay. We'll see all everything. It's going to be a very beautiful class. I mean, beautiful teaching. We're going to see. It's only beginning today. Today we are beginning. Next class will be a beautiful unfoldment. Okay. So now the physical body has to be seen as what? A bird. Pakshi rupam, a bird imagery. Tasyedame vashiraha. This is the head of the human being. Human being has a head. Bird has a physical head. Human physical body has a head. It's easy to look at the human physical head as the head of the bird, isn't it? Ayam dakshinah pakshaha. Dakshinah pakshaha. This is the right wing. What is right wing? Right hand. अयम् दक्षिणः पक्षः. दिस् इस् दि रैट् सैड्. विल् सी दि भाष्यम्. अयम् उत्तरः पक्षः. दिस् इस् दि लेफ्ट् सैड्. दिस् इस् दि रैट् सैड्. दिस् इस् दि लेफ्ट् सैड्. अयमात्मा. अयमात्मा. And this is the Atma. Atma means what? Please make a note. The word Atma means the trunk, the central part. I am Atma. Means this is the central part of the human being. The central, so right side, left side, right part, left part, the central part. इदं पुच्छं प्रतिष्ठा. पुच्छं, पुच्छं इज वाट? पुच्छं इज द टेल. दिस इज द टेल पार्ट. टेल पार्ट इज वाट? द लोअर पार्ट ऑफ द ह्यूमन बीइंग. द पार्ट बिलो द नेवल इज द टेल पार्ट ऑफ दिस बर्ड. बर्ड इमेजरी. लोअर पार्ट. पुच्छं मीन्स टेल. The lower part of the human being is looked upon as the tail part of the bird. And here, idam puccham pratishtha, this lower part, as it be the tail part, is the pratishtha. Pratishtha means that which supports. Okay, that which lends support. Is Pratishtha. We're going to see why it is said to be Pratishtha. We'll see, learn from the Bhashyam itself. So this is how the whole human physical form is divided into five parts of a bird. A human being is see body is seen as a bird here, a bird imagery. Tadapi एषः श्लोकः भवति. रिगार्डिङ्ग् दिस् आल्सो एषः श्लोकः भवति. दिस् इस् दि मन्त्र. हियर् इस् दि मन्त्र. एषः श्लोकः भवति. सो देर् इस् अ ऋग् मन्त्र विच् बिगिन्स् फ्रम् दि सेकेण्ड् अनुवाक. रिगार्डिङ्ग् दिस् Annamaya Atma. I have to use carefully Annamaya Atma. Why Annamaya Atma? Still, it has not yet been understood as Anatma. The physical body still is taken to be the self. Identity is still with the physical body. Therefore, it is Annamaya Atma. So, Annamaya Atma, the physical body is presented here as a human imagery, bird imagery. The head, two wings, the trunk, central part, and the tail of the bird. Okay. Lot more has to be explained. Just I'm giving the literal meaning of the mantra, just all. So Shankara Bhagavatpada explains this particular. Let us see only this, the Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary on this portion. Then I'll explain. Okay. Tasya asya purushasya. Tasya means asya purushasya. Tasya dame vashiraha. That is the mantra. The Shankara Bhagavatpada takes that word tasya. What is the meaning of the word tasya? Asya purushasya, of this human body. Annarasamayasya, of this human body, which is nothing but the modified form of food essence. Annarasamayasya, asya purushasya, அன்னரசமயசிய அஸ்ய புருஷஸ்ய மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் ஹியூமன் பிசிக்கல் பாடி, கிராஸ் பிசிக்கல் பாடி, விச் இஸ் நத்திங் பட் மாடிஃபைடு ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் ஃபுட் எசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் பாடி. இடமேவ ஷிரஹா, திஸ் இஸ் தி ஹெட். ஹெட் இஸ் வெரி பிரசித்தம், ஹெட் இஸ் வெரி வெல் நோன், தேர்ஃபோர் திஸ் இஸ் தி ஹெட் ஆஃப் திஸ் பிசிக்கல் பாடி. ஹியர் தி ஹியூமன் பிசிக்கல் பாடி. ஓகே, நவ் வாட் அபவுட் தி அதர் சட்டில் ஆஸ்பெக்ட்ஸ் விச் கான்ஸ்டியூட் தி சட்டில் பாடி? தே ஃபார்ம்லெஸ், இஸ்ன்ட் இட்? சி, அபார்ட் ஃப்ரம் பிசிக்கல் பாடி, தெர் ஆர் அதர் சட்டில் ஆஸ்பெக்ட்ஸ், அண்ட் தோ சட்டில் ஆஸ்பெக்ட்ஸ் ஆர் வெரி சட்டில், இன்எக்ஸ்பிளிகபிளி சட்டில், தே ஃபார்ம்லெஸ். Formless have to be given form now, isn't it? Somehow given form. Therefore, taking this physical body as the basis, the formless also are given to be forms, just for the sake of understanding. So, the last class I explained, my yesterday's class, the whole Anatma aspects of the individual being, human being, is divided into three bodies as Thula Shariram, Sukshma Shariram, Karana Shariram. These three bodies alone are further divided into, three bodies otherwise divided into five koshas, five covers. So the physical annamayaha, this is thula shariram, is said to be annamayaha koshaha. When it is negated as anatma, it's annamayaha koshaha. Until it becomes negated, it is taken to be annamayaha atma. So thula shariram is annamayaha. And what is pranamayaha? If you take karmendriyani, பஞ்ச பிராணாக அண்ட் பஞ்ச கர்மேந்திரியாணி, டென் சட்டில் ஆஸ்பெக்ட்ஸ், ஃபார்ம்லெஸ் டென் சட்டில் ஆஸ்பெக்ட்ஸ், பஞ்ச பிராணாக பஞ்ச கர்மேந்திரியாணி டுகெதர் ஆர் டேக்கன் ஆஸ் பிராணமயஹா. த சூக்ஷ்ம சரீரம் அலோன் இஸ் டிவைடட் இன்டு த்ரீ koshas. Then jnanendriyani, manaha and jnanendriyani, mind and or the powers which serve as instruments of knowledge, the six aspects of subtle body together constitute manomayaha. So annamayaha, pranamayaha, manomayaha. Then again the same subtle powers which serve as instruments of knowledge along with the intellect, six together are taken as vijnanamayaha. Finally, avidya. Avidya, the karna shariram, is taken to be anandamayaha. So sthula shariram annamayaha, avidya karna shariram is anandamayaha, sukshma shariram alone is divided into three, pancha pranaha, pancha karmendriyani, pancha jnanendriyani, manaha, buddhihi. These constitute subtle body. These subtle aspects are divided into three koshas as pranamayaha, மனோமயா விஜானமயா. ஸோ த்ரீ பாடிஸ் அலோன், த்ரீ பாடிஸ் கான்ஸ்டியூட் வாட் அனாத்மா ஆஸ்பெக்ட் ஆஃப் தி இண்டிவிஜுவல். The individual human being is not only one, is constituted of two aspects, Atma, Anatma aspects. Atma aspect is not known, we have to arrive at it. The real aspect of the individual is Atma. As though aspect of the individual is Anatma, Anatma is material aspect, material products, matter. Anatma aspect alone is divided into three bodies, otherwise divided into five koshas. So what about the other aspects, subtle aspects, no form, other than annamayaha? Other anatma aspects, the subtle aspects have no form. But they also have to be, they are also given here. Imagine it to be having the bird's form, isn't it? Therefore, Chakra Bhagavatpada explains here, Pranamayadishu, Ashirasam, Shirasahatu, Adarshanatu, See, pranamayadishu, ashirasam pranamayadishu. See, the pranamaya, etc., other subtle aspects, such as pranamaya, etc., do not have head. Ashirasam. Shiraha to adarshanat. The head is not seen. Iha api, பிரசங்கா மாபூத். இஹ அபி தத் பிரசங்கா மாபூத் இதி இதமேவ சிரஹ உச்யதே. The physical head need not be shown. It's already seen. Still it is shown because what are going to see is later on. Formless. So they do not have head. But there, in order to imagine those subtle aspects to be having forms, imagine to have form. Here this head is pointed out, shown. Idameva shiraha iti uchyate. Evam pakshadishu yojana. Even pakshadishi yojana. So the physical form, we have to show this is the right side, this is the left side, this is the head. The physical physical body's parts need not be shown. Which is the, all these are shown, pointed out, specifically later on to imagine the formless to be having the forms. Okay, I will explain everything. Just now, let me meditate. I am Dakshinaha Bahuhu. Bahu is hand. This right hand should be imagined to be what? The right wing, right part of the bird. Which means, what is right? He explains. Purvabhimukhasya dakshinaha pakshaha. Purvabhimukhasya dakshinaha pakshaha. See, purvabhimukha, purvadik. The eastern direction, the east is purvadik. Purvabhimukha means the person who stands facing towards the east. If a person stands facing towards the east, then he is Purvabhimukha. For a person who remains facing towards the east, Dakshinaha Pakshaha. Isn't it? What is to his south? What is to his right? isn't it? Is the southern direction. I am Savyaha Bahuhu. Savyaha Bahu, the left hand, is what? The what is to the north, northern part. Uttaraha Pakshaha. The left hand is the northern part. Right hand is the southern part. When a person stands facing towards the east. Purvabhimukasya Dakshinaha Pakshaha is Dakshinaha Bahuhu. I am Savyaha Bahu Uttaraha Pakshaha. Then I am Madhyamaha Deha Bhagaha. And the trunk of the Madhyamaha Deha Bhagaha. The middle part of the physical body is what? Atma, Anganam Atma. Anganam Atma means what? The support, this is the middle part of the physical body being linked, connected to the limbs is said to be the what now? The Atma, the trunk, the central part. Anganam Atma. And here Shankara Bhagavatpada also quotes from Aitreya Aranyakam. Madhyam hi yesham anganam atma. Yesham anganam atma madhyam. The central part of the body is the support of the limbs. Because the limbs remain connected to the central part. Yesham anganam atma madhyam. Central part is the Atma of these limbs being the support of the limbs. The central part. It is Shrutehe. This is the quote from Aitreya Aranyakam to state why central part is said to be the Atma. Because it is support to which other limbs are connected. See, the physical body itself, we know the physical forms. Right hand is known, left hand is known, isn't it? And head is known. Still Upanishad present talks about the physical form. This is the head, this is the right hand, this is the right part, right hand in the southern part of the person who is facing the east. The left hand is as of the northern part, and the middle part, central part is the trunk is the Atma to which the limbs are connected, because Upanishad wants to present an imagery to for our easy understanding. It looks as though imagery seems to be difficult. It's not difficult. It is just because other aspects, subtle aspects, through which the journey has to happen gradually, they all have to be imagined to be having forms. The formless subtle aspects obtaining as the subtle body and the causal body, which are divided into other koshas, they also have to be imagined to be having forms. To shift the identity from one form to the other form. To shift identity from the gross form to the subtle form, the subtler form to the subtlest to formless. If they have to be imagined to be having forms, we have to first talk about this gross physical body which has forms. How we can imagine the formless to be having the forms, for which they are going to understand, Shankara Bhagavatpada is going to explain that for us. Idam iti. Idam iti. Now we have seen the four parts. Head, right wing, the right hand, which is to the southern part, the southern part, the left hand, the left part, northern part, then the trunk part. And here one more part is still there. Idam iti tasyedame vashiraha ayam dakshinav pakshaha ayam uttarav pakshaha ayam atma idam pucham pratishtha. That idam. Now he comments upon that word idam. Idam iti. Now idam pucham iti. This is the tail. And that this indicates what? Nabhehe adaha. Nabhehe adaha. Adaha below the nabi. Nabhehe adaha. You can say adastad. Adaha. Adastad means the same. Adaha also is an indeclinable word. Adastad also is an indeclinable word. Nabehe adaha or nabehe adastat. Below the navel. Yad angam. Yad angam. The limb which obtains below the navel. Nabehe adastat yad angam asti. The limb which obtains below the navel should be imagined to be what now? Pucham, tat pucham, the tail of that, the lower part of the human being, obtaining below the navel, should be imagined to be the tail of the bird imagery. Tat pucham, and that lower part, which is like the tail, is what? Pratishtha. Ha, support. Okay, why it is said to be lower part is said to be lower part, which is imagined to be a tail, is said to be support. That pratitishthati anaya iti pratishtha. Pratitishthati anaya iti pratishtha. See, it is said to be pratishtha. Pratishtha is Strilinga Shabda. Anaya pratitishthati. See, the whole trunk with all its limbs and head, the whole trunk with it, with the head on its top, with the limbs connected to it, remains firm. Pratitishthati because of the lower part. Anaya. Because of the lower part alone, the trunk with its head, with the head and the limbs connected to it, remains stable, remains firm. Otherwise it will fall. Therefore, the lower part is said to be the support. Pratishtha. Pratitishtha. Tati anaya iti pratishta. The lower part is said to be the support because the upper part remains firm because of this. And this lower part is like what now? Which is a support, is not actually the tail. Pucham iva pucham. It's imagined to be a tail. It's like a tail. Pucham iva pucham. It is not real tail. It's like a tail. Imagined to be a tail. Why it is imagined to be a tail again? Adho lambana samanyat. Yatha goho pucham. Yatha goho pucham. Just as cow's tail is hanging down. And this tail which is looked upon, the part, the lower part looked upon as the tail, is also what? It is downwards, below the navel. Therefore, adaha lambana samanyat. Lambana samanyam in front of it has the similarity of hanging down. It has the similarity of being down, remaining down, like the tail hanging down, like the tail of the cow. Just the example, that's all. Don't take stretch the example. Don't take think too much of this. This is not important for us. Just we're trying to understand the imagery. The Shankara Bhagavatpada says why Upanishad makes effort to make us, you know, show this is the head, this is the right side, this is the left side, this is the lower part, which is like a tail, and this is the trunk. Don't we know this? No, what is already known, your attention is taken to what is already known to you, so that this whole physical form, the human physical body, has to be imagined to be a bird, so that later on the formless factors obtaining inside the physical body also can be imagined to be having forms. What should be imagined to be having forms? So that these essence can be shifted from one form to the other form. So the identity, it's possible for the essence to be identified with the various forms. So gradual cognitive shift has to happen. Therefore, your imagery also is presented. Now, in the same way, just as we see, imagine the human physical form to be having some of a bird, the same way, based on this physical body, etaya prakritya, means etat prakritya, having this physical form as the basis, etat prakritya, with the help of the physical form, uttaresham pranamayadinam rupakatva siddhihi. See, we cannot imagine the formless to be having a form. But now we have to imagine the formless to be having forms. To enable us imagine the formless to be having forms, Upanishad talks about the physical form, physical body, shows all these different parts, dividing them into five, as head, right part, left part, middle part, the lower part. So, etat prakritya means etaya prakritya. Please make a note, the word prakritihi here means physical body. Etaya prakritya means etasya sharirasya sahayena. Etaya prakritya ityukte etasya sharirasya sahayena. Sthula sharirasya sahayena. With the help of this gross physical body, having it as the basis, uttaresham pranamayadinam rupakatva siddhihi. This easy attainment, siddhihi means here achievement, attainment. There's attainment of pranamaya, etc. The formless pranamaya, etc. which are following, which come later on. After the physical body comes what? Pranamaya. After the pranamaya comes what? Manomaya. After the manomaya comes what? Vijnanamaya. Vijnanamaya comes what? Anandamaya. Therefore, uttaresham means, so yadu uttaram bodhi tad uttara. So uttaresham, all these different aspects, the koshas, which come later, later on, all these subtle aspects, subtle koshas, which come later on, such as pranamaya, etc. So this attainment of all these pranamaya, etc., the subtle aspects which come later on, having the status of having forms. Rupakatva Siddhihi. So this possibility of imagining the formless subtle aspects such as pranamaya kosha, etc., which come later on, having the forms. Yetat prakritya uttaresham pranamayadinam rupakatva siddhihi. The achievement of having forms. Of these pranamaya, etc., which come later on, which do not actually have forms. Khatam, how is that? How can we imagine the formless to be having forms? Rupakatva siddhihi khatam. How can there be the achievement of these formless pranamaya, etc., having forms? Mushanishikta druta tamradi pratimavat. Mushanishikta druta tamradi pratimavat. Musha itukte, it's a stilinga shabdha, it's a mold. A crucible is called Musha. Mushanishikta druta tamradivat. Like these pranamaya, etc., are imagined to be having forms like the formless liquid metal. The formless liquid of the liquid metal, such as copper, etc. Liquid of the metals, such as copper, etc. Druta means liquid. Just as the liquid melted metal, copper, etc., the formless also have the forms when they are poured into the mold. Mushanishikta druta tamradi pratimavat. The liquid metal, liquid melted metal, does not have a form. It can be copper metal or it can be brass metal, any metal. Any liquid melted metal doesn't have a form. But still, it becomes a pratimavat. The melted formless metal, liquid metal, a formless, has a form when it is poured in, pratimavat bhavati, when it's placed into the mold. Mushayam yada nishiktam bhavati tada pratimavat bhavati. So apratimavat dutatamram becomes pratimavat yada mushayam nishiktam, when it is poured into the musha, the crucible, the mold, the formless melted metal, such as copper, etc., It becomes what? The one having the form. In the same way, the formless subtle aspects obtaining within the form are imagined to be having the forms. Don't worry, we have lot more to be explained. We'll see next class. Actually, we are going to begin this section itself with next class only. Today is only introduction. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tatsat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. Okay.